Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Before we get to the lines, I want to talk about one final issue in the impeachment for now. Well, there'll be a lot more to talk about after the argument today. And that is this. One of the Trump defenses, if you can call it that, is he had a First Amendment right. He had a First Amendment right to say what he said. And his speech was 10,000 words, roughly, and there's only a handful of times he said, there were quite a few times, we talked about fighting. There's no constitutional scholar, First Amendment scholar in this country who agrees with him, and I don't agree with him. You have a right to speech. You can say, I think you should fight harder. But in the context, he only had a permit for that location. He did not have a permit to take that demonstration anywhere else. He told them to violate that permit, walk up to the Capitol. He'd go with them. He was not truthful. He didn't go with them. He hid out in the White House. And then he said things like, you're not going to keep your government. You're not going to win if you aren't strong. And he incited them to physical acts. Then in the afternoon, while it was in process, he continued to tweet that Mike Pence is a coward. You know, he got there, he said, I don't know if Mike Pence is going to do the right thing. And if he doesn't, oh, well. And then he looks out at the crowd and then they all march up there saying, hang Mike Pence. That's an invitation to violence. You cannot. It's very similar. He's quite sneaky. Remember when he ran against Hillary Clinton, he said, maybe the Second Amendment people can take care of her, i.e. shoot her. And then when they talked to him about it, he said, oh, I just meant vote. He's always oblique in what he says. But this time he wasn't all that oblique. Okay, violate our permit, go up to the Capitol. Mike Pence is a coward. Oh, well. And then when they're shouting, hang Mike Pence, he continues to tweet encouraging them to attack Mike Pence and the Capitol. That is not First Amendment protected. You, under the First Amendment, if you say, I want to kill the President of the United States, it's a felony. It's not First Amendment protected. I don't say it, and I don't want anybody else to say it. But that's what he does, and that's what he did, and he ginned them up to murder Nancy Pelosi, Mike Pence, and kill congressmen to stop the certification, the ceremonial acceptance of the certifications of all 50 states. No First Amendment defense there. We're going to the lines, and we have a winner. We have a T-shirt winner. Wisco Paul is the third caller. And Wisco Paul, stay in the line afterwards with Luke. Tell him your size and what address you want the T-shirt to be sent to. Wisco Paul, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, Matt. The thing about Trump is it's all on tape. Every since he lost the election that he claims he didn't lose, and from the post office all the way through, it's all on tape. You can't run from it. You can't hide from it. It's there. It's going to play out on live TV in front of all the American people. That being said, I have two burning questions this morning. Ron Johnson's blaming Nancy Pelosi. Do I understand that right? And how in the world does this postmaster still have a job after what he did? Thanks for taking my call. Have a great day.
Okay, Paul, stay on the line. Luke will take your address where you want the shirt. You know, Paul, as usual, brings up a great topic, and it's one of our topics, and I'm going to jump to it right now. I don't know if any of you out there saw this. Wisco Paul did. But Ron Johnson has now publicly blamed Nancy Pelosi for what happened at the insurrection. He said it was not Donald Trump, Nancy Pelosi, and he said it on Fox News. He said it on Fox News to Maria Bartiromo. And he said, I have suspicions. She said, what is your proof? He said, I'm not going to tell you right now, but I have suspicions. And she rolls her eyes. She goes, oh, he has suspicions. Well, that's important, you know. And you see, the Fox News people, there's more of them watching than watch MSNBC. There's more people watch Fox News than CNN. Now, after they had a handful of people who refused to go along with this business about the certifications were fraudulent, they lost a lot of the wingnuts over to Newsmax and AON and a couple of others. But they're doing their best to get the wingnuts back with Hannity and Maria Bartiromo, Pirro, and the rest of them. Dobbs was one of the worst. They yanked him off because he got them a multi-billion dollar lawsuit against him for lying about the Smartmatics voting machine software. And they're going to get another one from Dominion for lying about their voting machines and trying to hurt their business. But what does Ron Paul, how does he think he can represent Wisconsin? This is Wisconsin. This is not Texas. You know, it's not Alabama. It's not somewhere else. It is Wisconsin. And there are people in the state who are Republicans and Democrats, but they're all good people. And they're not nuts. They're not wing nuts, other than in the Republican legislature, like Voss and those kinds of people. But the average voter is not a wing nut. And when you have your senator, saying, we took a look at the video. They sure look like Pelosi supporters to me. This is what he says. They sure look like they came out of San Francisco to me. Are you kidding me? You see these guys breaking windows? These Confederate flag, you think that's Nancy Pelosi? Beating a police officer to death with a fire extinguisher? You think that's Nancy Pelosi? Trampling somebody? The woman who got shot, she's not a Pelosi supporter. She got shot. She's trying to break in and murder congressmen, and she was hardcore Trump. These were all hardcore Trump supporters. It was not Nancy Pelosi. And then when they corner Ron Johnson, he goes, well, what I meant was that basically Nancy Pelosi should have done a better job with security. Oh, really? They begged for National Guard. Trump would not give the order. Finally, Mike Pence had to give the order when it was almost too late. And if he hadn't given the order, he and Pelosi and others might have been murdered. I don't know if you saw this part of the video, that cop being chased up the stairs. There was a cop being chased up the stairs, a hero. And he comes to the top of the stairs and he looks in, and the Senate chamber is wide open, and there's still people in there. So he is cool. There are not enough O's in smooth. To describe this guy. He immediately starts to trot in the other direction, and these numbskulls follow him. If he had trotted into the Senate chamber, they would have murdered people who were still there. Pelosi and Pence got away with minutes to spare. For Ron Johnson to say that, remember, he's also the guy that said that he doesn't trust the CIA and the FBI, even though they reported to him when he was chairman of the subcommittee in the Senate on Homeland Security. He is the guy that embraced a Ukrainian Quisling who said that Ukraine had done the hacking in 2016 and not the commie Ruskies. Give me a break. Let me tell you something. That Ukrainian who said that, the pro-Russian guy, has been exposed by the EU, by everybody in the world, as a Russian agent. What Ron Johnson did in his subcommittee is to simply peddle the commie Rusky line. Ukraine is friendly to us. Ukraine gave up their nuclear weapons. They gave up their nuclear weapons a long time ago in exchange for a promise by the United States that we would protect them from the Ruskies. They gave up their nuclear weapons. They had nuclear weapons. Ukraine used to be a province of Poland back in the 1790s. The Ruskies, they weren't commies then. It was pre-commie. And the Prussians, the Austrians went in, sliced them up, and there was no Poland from 1795 to 1918. And then there was briefly a Poland until the Nazis got it. By the time the commie Ruskies got it after the Nazis, Ukraine was its own country. Ukraine didn't hurt us. This is Ron Johnson saying it. Nancy Pelosi didn't orchestrate the insurrection, and Nancy Pelosi is not responsible for the fact that there were desperate calls for more police assistance that were blocked, and they weren't blocked by Nancy Pelosi. So it's one thing to have Trump say it, or Wormwood, little Wormwood, Lindsey Graham. It's another thing, Hawley, Cruz, Mo Brooks, the unspeakable congressman from Alabama. But it's quite another thing for somebody who was occupying one of the Senate seats that Bill Proxmire and Gaylord Nelson occupied. It's quite something. The tradition of this state is a progressive tradition in the holistic sense. In other words, it's not just modern left-wing Democratic Party progressivism. This party, the Democratic Party, was formed in 1949 in a convention in Green Bay by a merger of the Democratic Party and the Progressive Republican Party, which was the La Follette Party. Gaylord Nelson was a progressive Republican. He wasn't a Democrat. Bill Proxmire was a Democrat. Pat Lucey was a Democrat. They got together. We've had the most honest and effective senators that you can have, right up through Proxmire, Nelson, Herb Kohl, until Ron Johnson. We cannot have a senator like Ron Johnson who says things that are false, deliberately false. And he says them on Fox News. He's not hiding it. Says that the Ukrainians are our enemy and hacked in 2016, not the Ruskies. Says he doesn't trust the CIA and the FBI. He trusts Trump, Putin, and the KGB. Now he says Nancy Pelosi is responsible for the killing of the police officer and the rest of them at the insurrection. You cannot continue to keep a guy like that in the Senate. He's up again. He's up this year. He gave his word, his solemn word, that he wouldn't run again, and he's about to break it. He's sniffing around, sniffing all over the state, looking for support, trying to go full frontal Trump, full frontal Trump. Got to be rejected. There has got to be somebody in the Republican Party who runs against him in the primary and beats him, and we need some good Democratic Senate candidates, and there are some names being thrown around, and we're going to sit back and wait and see till that clarifies. But the fact of the matter is he can't be permitted to stay in for another 6 years and continue to lie and embarrass us and act the way he would be if he were a senator from Alabama or Texas or somewhere else. Can't have that. Cannot have that. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.